This is your personal preview of what's in the August edition of the IBSi FinTech Journal. I'm Robin Amlow, Managing Editor of IBS Intelligence, and we're talking to the great and the good of the FinTech and BankTech world. Our big interview this month, celebrating at 50, BML Istisharat notches up half a century. Chief Executive Raji Chalita offers his thoughts on one of Lebanon's long-term successes. Also celebrating Murex with its fourth consecutive win in the IBSi Annual Sales League table. Philippe Elou reveals the secrets of MX3's success. The company's flagship software has taken the top spot in the wholesale banking, treasury and capital markets systems category for 4 years running. We also hear from Access Bank and Finonix all about a core banking upgrade across 10 countries in Africa. And from IBM, Prakash Patni explains how to build bridges to span the trust gap between banks and fintechs. Is that everyone we've been talking to? Not by a country mile, but you'll have to read the journal to see who else has been opening up to us. Event season continued with Fintech Week London, where we turned up mob-handed and cut a swathe through the crowd. There's a report on the event in the journal and a podcast with Fintech Week London's chief executive on the website. This month's feature focus is wealth management and private banking with a side order of robot advisors. Does anyone else have visions of Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator as a financial advisor? Maybe that's just me, sorry. We delve into the expanding wealth tech ecosystem, hear about the tech trends in wealth management, and why the opportunity to invest isn't a luxury, but a necessity. Oh, and the world apparently got richer in 2021. Though I have a feeling that any gains last year may well have been wiped out this year. You can work out why for yourself. And in news analysis, who's putting the bite on Apple and why Apple Pay is in the firing line? And on our opinion pages, among views from the industry, embedded corporate banking, data automation, and much more. The August Journal includes all our usual sections. You'll find details of the latest M&A deals in fintech and also the deals that collapsed. The private equity and venture capital action, which appears to continue unabated in volume, busy, busy, busy tech vendors in who's bought what, supplier profiles, case studies, and we track the stock market performance of listed fintech equities with our commentary on the Sifty 50. All this and more in the August edition of the IBSi FinTech Journal from IBS Intelligence, the leading global pure-play financial technology research, news analysis, and advisory firm.